Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We got a joke from Patty in St. Charles and Jeff Freistack of Palatine. Kate in Manhattan. Colleen Lansing sent us a joke. Shayna in Joliet. And Lori, spelled with three vowels, in Wilmette sent us a joke. And Murray wrote, "There once was a man named Murray who wrote down some jokes in a hurry. John won't ever read them. One might even be a gem. So send me a mug so I don't worry." Not sure that's as good as Peggy's Eggy limerick yesterday, but appreciate the effort. Good luck to you, Murray. Hey, Dave, no matter what question I ask, I want you to say pea soup.
Okay.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Pea soup.
What'd you have for lunch?
Pea soup.
What'd you have for dinner?
Pea soup.
What'd you do all night?
Pea soup. Funny when I was five.
When my kid is upset, I let her color my tattoo. Sometimes she just needs a shoulder to cry on. I used to live on a houseboat and started seeing the girl next door.
How'd that work out?
Eventually, we drifted apart. I don't want my wife any longer. Her height's perfect. Where do bad rainbows go? Where do bad rainbows go? They go to prism. But it's a light sentence. A U.S. naval ship was arguing with Canadian authorities off the coast. The American said, "Divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision." And the Canadian said, "Recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision." And then the American said, "This is the aircraft carrier USS George Washington, the largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. We demand you change your course 15 degrees to the north." And the Canadians replied, "Well, this is a lighthouse, so it's your call." What do you call a person in an Apple store getting robbed? That's a paying customer. The other day, my friend was telling me that I didn't understand what irony meant, which is ironic because we were standing at a bus stop. I think that one just needs a little time.
You're letting that sink in.
That's just about as good as it gets. Why did the rooster go to KFC? He wanted to see a chicken strip. So I sat down in a restaurant last night, and the waitress asked if I'd like to hear today's special. And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Today is special." And I said, "Ha, ha, ha, but can you tell me about the menu, please?" And she said, "That's none of my business." And finally,
I got this one, actually.
A lot of mental work for you today. This one definitely deserves a re-listen when we play them back at 11:38. What do you call a chocolate sandwich cookie careening down a hill in a red radio flyer?
Is it radio? Oh, hold on. Oreo Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Tally it up.